You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Today, are you?
I'm feeling damn good. It's Friday, man.
I'm good. I don't think you caught what I said, did you?
No, what you said?
Good today. You didn't get stranded today now, did you?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Thank fucking God. Text me that shit and then don't fucking answer for 2 hours having niggas scared. Like, what's wrong with you, bro? I'm scared as shit. And then the other day, fucking going to the hospital, I text you, what's wrong? Don't text me until the night. Nigga, what's wrong with you? Then the nigga gonna wake up and go, yeah, bro, I'm all right. I just wanted to go visit someone. I was sleeping. This?
You people don't got damn explanation.
My man, ladies and gents, my man had me tripping at work. I even text, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I was like, yo, baby, where RJ at, bro? Shook, son. Like, yo, he good? What happened? And see, you posted up in the hospital. I'm like, oh, nah, I'm feeling like one man got shot or some shit, bro.
Nah.
Because, bro, that you never know. That shit be like that. You could be caught in a crossfire over some bullshit, and a nigga's not even looking for you, and then look, here you are.
Yeah, no, it happens. I mean, I've seen it a couple of times up close and personal. So yeah, I mean, it definitely happens. So you never know. You just never know.
Facts. But nah, I'm good, bro. I'm glad to hear that. Everybody, good morning. Rise and shine. Welcome to another episode of the Brooklyn Power Trip.
That's right.
We are your hosts, Monty, RJ the Brooklyn Savage. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And we're back with another BBT episode. You know, I'm gonna tell RJ straight up right now. Mm-hmm. I watch Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday wrestling, and I don't have a lot of good to say. And he probably gonna be like, whoa. But yeah, I'm being honest with him. I'm gonna be honest with you people. I'm gonna be honest with RJ. There was not a lot of things I could say. And quite frankly, the only good thing I'll probably say came out of Tuesday night.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. Well, let's get into it then.
Yes, sir, people. So Monday Night Raw. I'm not gonna lie, RJ, it felt a little draggy, bro.
Yeah.
It felt like I couldn't get through it for some reason. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, let me give it granted for all of them. Because I feel like what happened on Monday, it happened on Wednesday too. Like, they were due for, like, a slow episode. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And, let's be real. We know they always do the Money in the Bank summits. But I ain't give a shit about that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really care about none of that. I don't know what they're doing, but I hope to God, bro, they're not trying to give Becky Lynch that briefcase.
Nah, I think Trish is in that match to cancel her out, man.
Good.
Becky Lynch don't need it. That'd be a waste if Becky Lynch get it.
Yeah, I don't want that, bro.
Me neither. Not like Becky Lynch, but she don't need it. She don't need the briefcase.
Yeah, she don't need it. And then that little bro, that little fake press she did to Rhea Ripley. Come on, bro. Rhea Ripley ain't scared of your ass. Stop.
Hey, Becky's words was hitting, though.
I know. She got a little shook. I seen that.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be nice. That'd be a nice dub for Rhea.
Yeah, it would. And they're keeping them apart for a reason, because I think that's going to be a big money match down the line.
It should be, bro.
Yeah,
I'd be the man.
Uh-huh.
Like, Yo, and she and Rhea stay embarrassing Natalya, bro. Natalya,
that's Natty's new job.
My bod, I lost it. Like, nah, nah, like, dude, with all due respect, man, I think you lost it like 5 years ago. Them, your bones are turning brittle, bro.
Yeah, it's over, baby.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Natty. It's over. You gotta hang them up, man. Hang them up. Hang them up. Like, I don't know what you're thinking. Like, this is gonna be a nice squash match again. Like, but I'm scared, bro. I'm scared Zelina Vega, they might give her the briefcase, bro.
Why you say that? Why has everybody been saying that lately? Because they've been giving her a lot more screen time lately.
That and it just feels like they're trying to do the Liv Morgan shit. I don't want it though. She needs to work in the ring more.
Yeah, she does.
She's small. How are you that small and you still moving slow? No way. Mm-mm.
Well, she tries to do the lucha shit. That's why.
Yeah, she got a
lot of girls aren't equipped. Cause how many girls? Let's be honest, Monty. How many girls wrestled the luchador style?
Honestly, bro.
No one.
None.
So yeah, like her shit is gonna be slow because the other person is gonna. I'm sorry, people. We're gonna break this shit down, but the other person has to sell that shit too. So yeah, she's gonna be mad slow.
You're right, bro. You're right. Honestly,
Zelina Vega does those snap hurricanranas off dudes really quickly.
Yeah.
And she did that shit in heels. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't her. I think it's like some of the girls she's working with, you know? Because like yeah. I said, once again, she's the only person who really works that style.
And honestly, in terms of like who she's with now, she kind of needs to. If it's the character, if it's her group, if it's the mold, like she needs to. Right. I just don't know. Honestly, I would like. It would be crazy if Zoe Stark won it. But you, I like what you. I like your point too, though. It'll be too early for her to win it.
Yeah, she's not over. She's not over. Yeah. And nah. I just don't.
Yeah, she's not. Who else is in? Who else is in this match?
Io and Bailey.
Oh. Hmm. I think I'll just give it to Io.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think I would just chalk it up to give it to her. Because honestly, the match she had with Bianca in Puerto Rico was, oh my God. I'm telling you, bro. I never seen somebody. Yeah, it looked like she out-wrestled Bianca at some points. I was just like, damn.
But like, she better. She's been wrestling longer.
She did. Like to the point where Bianca, yo, I was so mad when Bianca dropped on her fucking head. Like, were you that angry that she was ODing on you that you had to just drop on her beam? Like... Bro, that shit was scary as fuck.
I know. She said, fuck this. Come here. Bam.
It just dropped. I'm like, no, bro. You could have. It was so scary, bro. Like, her head.
I think I'm Monty be getting into it. No.
Yo, RJ, I was. As soon as her head hit the mat, she turned over and grabbed her head. I'm like, fuck.
Damn. She just broke her neck.
Yeah, like, damn. And then, did you see the shit Will Ospreay did to Kenny?
Yeah, he dropped Reynolds' fucking head and neck.
Fucking head and neck. Like,
I was like, bro, oh my God.
Like, I watched the highlights of the match. Like, that match is probably the best match I've seen this year. Like, through and through. Like,
yeah,
the
highlights really, of it. Really brutal.
But don't kill Kenny, bro. Oh my
Kenny
God.
Kenny does it to himself. Kill Kenny. Kenny does it to himself sometimes, man.
Yeah, though. No.
He really wants to prove that he's one of the best in the world. That he is the best in the world.
Yeah, he is, bro. That man goes in. That part three is gonna be in. Oh my God.
They should do it in England.
Just give them an hour Iron Man match, please.
Yeah.
Just do it. You don't need all these extra matches to fill that card.
No, you don't.
You don't. Give them the 1 hour, and you don't want to repeat what happened fucking at Forbidden Door. You had them put on a fucking clinic and then had some bullshit tag team match follow it. No, you don't want that. You don't want that. That crowd did not give a shit about that tag team. They had Sting and Jericho in the ring for the first time ever. That crowd was dead as fuck. No one gave a shit. This is like 20 years too late, buddy. Like
20. Yeah, you're right.
Right? 20, 30. Right? 20, 30. Yeah, man. Like, come on. So, yeah, that shit was crazy. But, yeah, EO will be nice, man. It'll be nice. I got to talk to you about something because... The one thing that got me in Raw, Finn Balor had me in my feels.
Yeah.
He had me in my face.
The vignette?
Yes, it got me.
It's good. It's good.
If anybody knows from jump of the podcast and everything, you knew I used to. Finn Balor was my dude. Through and through. Finn Balor was my dude. I've always loved Finn Balor. And one of the main reasons why I like Finn Balor was all the shit that he used to do in New Japan. I didn't like that in WWE they watered it down, his painting skills, but I get it. He can't paint himself as like Venom and stuff like that because like copyright issue. Right.
Yeah.
So he can't do none of that. But that's what caught my eye. And then he came over. He won the NXT title. He beat Joe. And he was on some run. Like with him, it was him, Joe, Sammy. I'm pretty sure Neville was still there.
Yeah,
Neville KO. They had mad people. Like NXT was like from, we talked about this before, from like 2013 to 2015, they were on some shit. And I think without those guys, without like from the Adrian Neville, when Neville had Adrian in his name, like when they had all those, when Bo Dallas was down there, like they're the real reason why NXT is a third brand today. No one likes to talk about it, bro.
Nobody likes to talk about it but me.
RJ. Yeah, we really know. That's why. We know what it was. I remember when Cesaro was Antonio Cesaro and fought Sami Zayn in NXT. Like, I remember all those matches. Like, I remember when Natalya was actually decent and she went down there and fought Charlotte Flair and they had Brett and Rick in their corners. Like, I remember those shit. Like, without them, NXT wouldn't be a third brand today.
I take you back even further. Ivelisse and fucking Audrey Marie.
Yeah.
Those are throwback names for you. Oh, no. What was Ivelisse's name? Sophia Cortez.
Damn, that's crazy. See, I didn't even know that. See?
Yeah, she had a blonde hair and everything. I'm like, what the hell? That's crazy.
But yeah, like, and he was a part of that run. And he came up. He probably had the best main roster debut I've seen in a long time. He won that triple threat. I forgot who was in that triple threat. And then he beat Roman.
Yeah.
And then he go on to beat Seth. Like, you just beat the two top dogs that Vince McMahon has been trying to, like, push and try to put at the top forever. And he comes in and beats them. That means something. Mm-hmm. Right? That means something. They want him to be something. He gets injured, and bro, I felt Finn Balor's pain. He said, you looked at me, and you laughed at me. And I don't understand the fans, bro. How can they not see that? Like, he was a bad guy. Like, Seth Rollins was a dick. Like, he laughed at him. That's just fucked up. Yeah. And did Finn Balor ever get, like, an actual title reign after that? No.
Nope.
I think he had one title match, and that was against Brock Lesnar. And honestly, that match was actually really good. If y'all want to go check that out,
yeah, that was like, what was that? SummerSlam?
Royal Rumble.
No, Royal Rumble.
Brock Lesnar and Finn Balor had a fucking match. Yeah, like Brock Lesnar sold for the motherfucker.
He did.
It went through. It looked like he Brock Lesnar made it seem like his ribs were about to crack.
Mm-hmm. Off the coup de grace.
Yeah, that match was fantastic. But he was
playing up to Brock Lesnar's diverticulitis.
Yes, exactly. So, he won, but it was a great match, and that was the only title match he ever got. Yeah. So, there's a lot left to write for Finn Balor's story. Yeah, I'm sorry, people. I know everybody's being in for Seth freaking Rollins. I love his music too. I bump his music sometimes too. That shit go hard.
Yeah,
I dance to it myself too. I ain't gonna lie, it's nice. But at the same time, this is Finn Balor's story. There's no Seth Rollins story here. Seth Rollins is the predator here. He's the one that took it away from him. He's the bad guy. He's the bad guy to me in this. Because the fact that you injured him and you laughed in his face after he relinquished the title, nah, bro. We want war. Of course I'm gonna be bitter. What? And then I go back. I'm fighting. I'm having my boss have me fucking smile while you're out here winning titles and titles. Fuck out of here. Hell no. So now I really hope he beats the shit out of him, kayfabe injures him somehow, and if he don't win, I hope Damian Priest wins that briefcase, and I hope he cashes in the motherfucker.
Because,
yeah, I'm serious, man. I have a really good feeling it's not, none of that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I have a big feeling that Seth Rollins gonna retain and whatever. I'm just jabbering here, but
I don't think Finn is out of the woods though.
That's what I'm saying. I truly believe this is his story. Like that vignette makes a whole bunch of sense why he's bad and all this, and he hates Seth. Who you wouldn't hate Seth? You wouldn't hate Seth if you were in his shoes? Come on. You were the guy and it got stripped from you, and you were never really given the chance to be that guy again. And that one time you had that chance, you had to fight a fucking beast.
Yeah. My only problem was, because him and Seth did have a feud again afterwards, when he was feuding over the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
That should have been a main sticking point at that point. But
yeah.
Never was.
And also, I feel like because it was Vince, if Vince was still like big and head of creative, they wouldn't take this route with this story. Finn wouldn't bring up the Universal shit, none of that. Because guess what? Vince never brought it up ever. I don't think Vince ever saw Finn as a world title guy ever since he got injured. And that's sad.
Yeah.
He only got injured once.
Yeah, once, so.
One time. So. But nah, man, I don't know, man. That vignette got me, bro. For real. Like, I felt it. I'm like, damn, bro. I really want you to beat the shit out of him. Like, injure him for real. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't care, people. I know that might sound harsh or too aggressive, but I don't care. Injure him.
This man is ODing.
A payback's a bitch, right?
That's the
ultimate payback, man. You injure me, I'm injuring you. I'm taking everything from you. And that's exactly what he said. And I agree. Take everything from him. Simple. But yeah, other than that though, Gunther and Sami Zayn had a hell of a match.
They did.
That was probably like the one thing I would say that was good about Raw.
Mm-hmm.
That and I don't know.
Bello and Balor.
Oh yes, that was good too. And once that finished, and I didn't realize that was the main event, I went to sleep. I was kind of upset. I was kind of upset that wasn't the main event. And I don't know. Lately, I've been bumping Melo's song too.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
Yeah, that's my dude, man. That's my dude. I'm hoping, he don't lose any steam when he goes up, man.
Can't afford to. But it was like he's not the only one that's going up too.
Why? Wow, who else do you think is going up?
Like Bron Breakker might be going up too.
They both should, but who's going to be the NXT champ?
I have no idea.
That's curious.
That is, because who's big enough to take that spot?
I really don't know. I don't think anybody has the star power that Melo or Braun has right now in NXT currently.
No, because I'm looking at Gacy, Coffee, fucking... and that's it.
Yeah.
Dragon Lee, maybe?
Right? They're not gonna... I don't even know if they'll
Tyler
do that.
Tyler Bate? I don't know. Tyler Bate's carried a brand before. Twice.
Right, Tyler Bate. Uh-huh. Make Wesley lose the North American title? Maybe he could be NXT champion? Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard. It's they yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty interesting.
But that match was good, though. I'm actually really shocked Finn Balor won, bro. I didn't think he was gonna.
What? He got a title match on Saturday. What you talking about? You better have won that match.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know why people was whining online about it. Who beat Melo? What? The motherfucker got a world title match.
Right, and just because he's the NXT champion, like, he's still, remember, it's still NXT. And I like what Baron Corbin said, though. I don't think anybody, people he said in that promo, I like what he said. He said, just because you have that doesn't mean you made it. And you know what? And you know what, people?
How many NXT champions they make it to the big time? They make
exactly. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Baron's right.
Yeah.
He's right. What happened to Bo Dallas?
Because actually, you know what? I think Trick Williams is going to do better than Carmelo Hayes on the main roster.
You think?
Hell yeah. He's taller, he's bigger, younger, and he's more charismatic.
He definitely is. He definitely is. I definitely give you that.
And I can picture Vince McMahon falling in love with him.
Yeah, I like his style. When he talks, I really do. He talks like an agent.
Yeah, he does.
Like an agent for like a sports person. But
you can tell he's totally Southern.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For anybody who's from like South Carolina, they'll know in a heartbeat that he's from South Carolina.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I'm rooting for him.
But yeah, man. After the main event, though, I turned it off. I don't even know what happened, honestly, in Raw.
That was your main event.
Huh?
I said that was your main event.
It definitely was. Once I realized there was like still some time on the clock, I left. I turned it off. I was like, nah, bro.
He said, fuck this. I'm out of here, people.
I was like, there's nothing else to watch.
Nope.
For real. But Tuesdays was good. Tuesdays was good. I text you right away. They gave us Nathan Frazier versus Dragon Lee.
Match fucking slapped, man.
I was like, bro, what?
They was going crazy, man.
Yeah, they did. They were. It was really good. Schism tried to have their own intervention, and Creed Brothers interrupted them. Now they have a match. Loser leaves NXT, and you already told me something. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, they taped it because the 4th of July is next week. So
yeah, right.
That so I guess they're giving everybody the day off, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice.
So yeah, I mean, we already know the results for that. Very interesting. That's all I gotta say. I ain't seen nothing.
Trying to beat Thea Hill, right?
Yeah, and a good match. It was a good match.
Yeah.
Those girls were working. Thea Hale continues to impress.
Yep. It's crazy that she's only 19.
She's only 19 years old, but that's somebody that you're noticing that's getting better. The energy's there. The promo skills are there. The charisma's there. The in-ring skills are starting to fall in line. So, yeah. I see. There you go. You appreciate the natural progression. Same thing with our opponent, Tiffany Stratton. You're seeing the natural progression before your eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm seeing? So, that's a good thing. And Andre Chase came back. That dude got a huge-ass pop. When Drew Gulak and Charlie Dempsey beat up Duke
Hudson. Yeah.
Oh, man. Adrian Chase. Think about Arrow. Andre Chase is, man, he's over like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Who would have thought Harlem Bravado, the most boring indie wrestler of all time? I don't care what nobody say. One of the most boring indie wrestlers, one half of one of the most boring tag teams, the fucking Bravado brothers. And this fucking guy is the most over thing in NXT, or one of the most over things. That's crazy.
I know. And I do like Metaphor.
I like Metaphor too. I think I like the group.
They gave all of them something to do, because Aura Mensha wasn't doing shit.
No, he wasn't.
And
know what his fucking gimmick is.
Right, I think he was like a surfer. I don't even know what it was.
No, but, he was DJ. I
think he was my DJ. God. Yeah, right. wearing surfboarding glasses. Yeah. So stupid.
I don't know. He's from, I don't know where the fuck he's from.
Right?
He ain't from America, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then the women tag team, which finally they're trying to build the tag teams up again. Usually, yeah.
She pressed Ronda Rousey.
She did.
Miss Jackson.
She did press him. She pressed Ronda and Shayna. And that's Legend, right?
Yeah, Last Legend and Jakara Jackson.
Yeah, they're usually on NXT level up most of the time.
Yeah.
And now they're on NXT all the time because of Noam Dar. That's good. You need something. And they're all heels. You need heels. So, and Noam Dar is not bad. Noam Dar plays
He's actually really good.
Yeah, he is.
So, he plays that grimy heel well.
Yeah, right. They had that little segment with Eddie Thorpe and Gable Steveson, and I was telling you about that. Like, I fuck with Eddie Thorpe too.
I like Eddie Thorpe.
Yeah, he had a couple matches, and then they stopped showing him on TV, and then now he got this feud with Damon Kemp, and now he about to take him on an NXT Underground. They brought back Underground back, people, for NXT. I think that's cool. I'm about to see Eddie Thorpe beat the shit out of Damon Kemp.
I don't know Damon Kemp, though.
That's a bull. Yeah, he's a bull. I know.
Him and his brother both.
Yeah, no. That's why they had this that little segment with him and Gable.
That's crazy to me. His old brother selling him out. What the fuck is this, man?
Right.
I know Damon very, very well. Hinting to it. I've been studying Damon for a long time.
Like, no shit.
No shit. You his fucking brother. I think Damon's older.
He look it.
Yeah.
He look it.
Yeah, Gable Stevenson got a baby face.
That is bad funny, though, RJ. Yeah. I've been watching him a long time. No shit, bro. That's your brother.
That's your fucking brother. Of course you've been watching him a long time. Nigga, huh? What are you trying to fool around here? I like how they allude to it, but not they're not going all the way with it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's going to be
good. Yeah, but that's going to be good.
Ladies and gents, let's have a moment of silence, because what me and RJ are about to say, everyone, and I mean everyone's going to be really, really shocked. Baron Corbin looked amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I just said that, people.
Baron Corbin, bum.
Yeah. Wednesday, Tuesday? Bro. Did they give him back the end of days?
No, they gave him back Superhuman.
They gotta give him End of Days back. I was bumping that the other day. I'm like, nah, they gotta give it back.
Yeah, End of Days is better. But I like Superhuman too. Right? Anything is better than that shit he was coming out to. Come on now. Skip, whatever the fuck.
It was way better than that. And he went back to his regular entrance with the hands out, coming back up. The gear was just like how I remember when he had hair. Like,
the only thing that was missing was his hair.
That's the only thing that was missing. He got the jacket back. He got the pants back. He even got the shirt back that said Lone Wolf. I'm like, this is the Baron Corbin that even my brother liked. Yeah. And my brother didn't like wrestling. And my brother stopped watching wrestling for a while. And he liked Baron Corbin because Baron Corbin was dope with the Lone Wolf shit. And people, he had a really good fucking match with Melo. He was looking fast. He was looking aggressive. He didn't look like he was pulling punches to, like, you know, because he is a safe worker. He's like one of the safest workers they have. Yeah. And you could tell he holds stuff back. He was not holding shit back with Melo. It looked like he wanted to beat the fuck out of Melo. So, hey, Baron, you keep this up, I won't even be mad if you stayed at NXT and was the champ there.
Because
me and RJ was saying that they don't got nobody to hold that throne if Melo's going to the main roster. Baron Corbin could be that motherfucker.
It's a limited list right now.
Yep.
Especially the way NXT structured right now.
Right. And if Baron Corbin truly wants to be the Lone Wolf, hey, I think they got something there. They did it with Dolph Ziggler for like only a month, but they don't really have them solo talents. Baron Corbin could hold the title and literally be a bully to the whole roster until one, you know, individual steps up and he finally wins.
Right.
But I'm serious, people. He looked the best I've seen in years.
Yeah, Baron Corbin typically works better with smaller guys anyways.
Yeah.
But I thought that was fantastic. They had a great match.
He did. I was so fucking shocked, bro. Drew thought we were too high, people.
Yeah.
He thought we were smacked out of our, like, no, bro, for real. Like,
nah, Corbin looked good. He looked good. He looked like he had a point to prove. He's going to prove it. Like I said, Corbin, he's at his best when he's wrestling a smaller guy. Because that smaller guy can bump for him. He can play the big bully cat to the little mouse. And that works. That's a good formula for Baron Corbin. He looks his best there.
Yeah.
But I thought this match was the best match he's had in God knows how long.
For real, bro. Years. Yeah. I say years. I'm dead ass. Like, entrance, gear, match, best I've seen in years. I'm dead ass, bro. How do you expect a fan to like you when you're coming out in some bum ass basketball shorts and a bum ass sleeveless tank? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't fuck with you. You ain't KO. Like, get the fuck out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that only works for Owens.
Like, RJ, let's be real. Where's your identity, bro? I don't see it. Right. You know what I'm saying? He lost that for years. He lost it. He was just I don't know.
I don't think he lost it. They made him the fucking Yeah, they took the whole lone wolf shit from him and made him what? Constable Corbin.
Come on.
And that was the beginning of the end for him at that
point. I don't think they understood. He was no Regal.
No.
He wasn't funny. Like, Regal as the commissioner was good because, yeah, we all knew he was a ring general. But at the same time, he was funny as fuck.
Yeah, Regal was funny. He got the... See, Regal is an example of a guy who gets all aspects of wrestling. Sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it. He's a great in-ring technician, can do all kinds of shit. Want to brawl? He can brawl. You want just a technical contest like Zack Sabre Jr. and pull the leg behind the head and fucking strap the arm behind the fucking neck? He can do that.
Right.
And then if you want comedy, Regal can give you comedy too.
For real.
And nobody does a stink face like William Regal.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Oh, my God. But his stink face is top notch.
Oh, they're fucking great. And that's what I'm saying. They fucked it up. Like, Corbin wasn't that. He had no funny side to him. And it fell completely flat. Everybody instantly hated him. And then he went to... The only thing that was actually good was when he was bum-ass Corbin. Because it was funny.
Yeah, it's funny as fuck.
he got a reaction. So.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Oh, I don't know what else happened, but I think that was pretty much it for Tuesday. Tuesday was really, like I said,
Stacks was revealed.
Oh, yes. Stacks we was talked revealed about to be the rat. We talked about that.
Yeah, wow.
We had a feeling that it was him.
Just flat, just like that.
You know what's funny, bro? We had a feeling he was either a cop or he snitched on him. And yeah. He snitched. That's funny. We really thought that.
He snitched on him because he wants to be the new Don.
Yup. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
That's interesting. Forget the tag team titles now, Tony D. You in jail. I'm locked up. They won't let me out.
No. So my question is, who goes after Gallus now? Because, okay, the Creeds had their shot. Even if we're looking at those two teams, the Creed and the Dyad, right? They both had their shot and they lost.
I think you gotta give the Dyad one more shot after beating the Creeds. I think they should win.
Really?
You know why?
You gonna give them the titles when they ask for their release?
You wanna know why?
Why?
It furthers Schism's story. It furthers GYV's point that, hey, what are you really doing for us? We just beat Creeds. Now, next week, we just beat Gallus, and now we're tag team champions. Again, Joe, let me ask you, what are you really doing for us?
Yeah, Gacy.
you know what I'm saying? Like, it furthers their point. Like, what are you really doing for us? Yeah, you might have changed our look. My boy is bald and has a white eye now, but what are you really doing for us?
Like Baby Kane.
Yeah, like, what are you doing for us? God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that was their point before the Creeds interrupted, and they had a really good point. And Joe Gacy had a good point. You guys fell short or whatever. But ever since they joined, what have they done, people? Like, for real. They didn't really do much. They've been taking L's. And this show, GYV's angry. They're frustrated with it. They don't even want to be a part of the fucking Schism no more. So, I mean, I don't know.
They don't want to be part of NXT no more.
I know. I know. But, I mean, I don't know, man. It would be cool because
unless they go with the Los Lotharios.
They Hank did want to fight
Hank, what, Hank and Tank. Briggs and Jensen hadn't had a shot against Gallus yet.
Hold up, didn't Los Lotharios, aren't they mainstays now?
Yeah, it looked like it. They were watching watching the action.
Yeah, they should get a shot. They should be champs.
They should be champs. I would go with that.
They're the only main roster talent in tag team division there. They know. Like I feel like WWE in itself and Shawn Michaels too, you have to really, really, really take that consideration.
Yeah, I think so too. The problem is the belts are on heels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's right. The problem.
They don't like that's doing heels with heel. They don't
no,
they never
don't.
Do
they don't.
Never do that, bro. Yeah, they never do that.
They don't. And especially when they're trying to establish Gallus as characters. We know what they're about as far as wrestling goes, but they're trying to establish them as characters now. That's why, to me, why they're still in NXT and why they're the tag team champions. They're trying to establish a character there with those guys. Well, all three of them.
Yeah.
Los Lotharios is there for a tune-up, polish, and to work with some of the younger tag teams. And I think they will get a run. Yeah, and they should. They should, because those guys are – Garza's fucking great. I think him and Humberto both got called up way too soon when they did.
They did, and honestly, they have the most – they have the most good-looking attires as a tag team I've seen in a while.
Yeah, they do. They
the flames on the pants, them shits is hard, bro.
Yeah, they are.
It reminds me of, like, we were little. I mean, matter of fact, it brings me back to when we first met with our Latino t-shirts.
Yeah, Latino heat.
Oh, man. People, if y'all don't really, if y'all don't know how far back me and RJ go, that's literally how we became friends. An Eddie Guerrero shirt. Because we have the same fucking shirt.
Shit's funny.
That is funny, bro.
Yeah, the piece of a little bit of an origin story.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with you, man. They are good. And
but you know what, though? I give NXT credit, man. They're, what have we been saying all this time? Like, they need to be creating tag teams. The main roster, so we don't have to see guys getting slapped together randomly at a random. Shawn Michaels looked like he's putting some teams together with some actual continuity, man.
Even with the women, I'm really happy that that battle royal, like people like yes, the battle royal was filled with botches and whatever. Yeah, you're right, but that battle royal set up mad shit, which is good. It even set up it set up two tag teams and a feud.
Yeah,
and they have a match literally the week after that. Like, that's good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, the battle must have stunk, but a lot of good came out of it.
Yeah, it was a lot of it was a lot of green and pink in that ring, but
facts.
It was all right. Like you said, they got stories out of it, and you know that's right. Fine. I'm cool with that.
Right, exactly.
Let's make more. And even Dana Brooke is trying to take
something.
Kalani Jordan underneath her wing, which is kind of weird because I seen Kalani Jordan's match a couple weeks ago against Wendy Chu, which I find it odd that they're keeping Wendy Chu off of TV, off of main NXT TV.
Yeah.
Given that Blair Davenport attacked her too.
Yeah.
But anywho, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, Kalani Jordan had a match with Wendy Chu, and it was actually, she was impressive. I tell you one thing, she was more impressive than Dana Brooke.
Yeah, so like why?
So Dana Brooke, who has done zero, as we established on Saturday, 24/7 championship, this, that, and the other, she's going to take Kalani Jordan underneath her wing. Yeah. What sense does that make whatsoever? Come on. I know.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
Yeah. But no, people, that NXT was good. I'll say NXT is good. Wednesday.
Oh boy, here we go.
There's one really, 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 really good thing that I like from AEW. One really good thing. Jack Perry turned bad.
I like the heel turn.
And I know a lot of people probably didn't like it, but that promo was perfect. Perfect. He needs to, but I think he needs to start talking more about how he's rich without wrestling. And he needs to talk about how he doesn't need the money from wrestling because he's already rich. And he needs to act like a rich prick. I'm sorry, people. He does. It's everything's facts. His dad's famous. His dad was famous. I'm sorry. His dad was famous. They got a lot of money. He don't need wrestling for the money. He's just doing it to prove to all these wrestlers that he's better than them. And he's cashing checks. That's what he needs to keep. That's what he needs to put forward in his promos. Present yourself as this rich, famous celebrity son's prick. Like you're a son of a famous celebrity, but you're a prick. I don't care what anybody says, it works because he's not lying. That's what I like about it. He's not lying.
I'm not like you fat smarks. Boo!
Yeah. it's true. He's not lying. If he would bring that up right in any of the promo, it's not like people would say, "Oh, you're full of shit." No, he's not. His dad's rich. His dad's famous.
I'm rich, bitch. I'm a fucking big timer.
Yeah, right. For real. Like, I don't need this money, Tony. I'm rich, bitch. Like, what? Like that is perfect. But I love the promo. Drop Jungle Boy. I was so happy when he came in. He said, "Nah, cut that crap off."
Y'all made me hate that song.
Love that, Jack. Just let him go to Jack Perry. Fuck the Jungle Boy. Jungle Boy dead. That was really good. I like that. Another thing I liked. I do like that AEW, they break down the fourth wall a lot. I like that. Like, yeah, we may be cool. Like, I like when Dark Order pressed Hangman.
Yeah.
I liked it. Like, yo, bro, why you only cool with us when it's convenient to you, bro? Like, that's basically what they were saying. And it's true. They're right. You only want to chill with Dark Order when it's convenient. It's true. And then when everything's all fine and dandy, you go running back to the Bucks. Nah, the Dark Order wasn't with it. Evil Uno was pissed. Evil Uno was tight. And I agree with him. That's crazy to say. That's crazy to say what I'm saying right now. I can't believe I'm agreeing with him, but Evil Uno got a point, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what the you just trying to join our crew just because you ain't have your old crew, and now your old crew wants you back, you running back to him like a little bitch? Like, that's exactly what he said. And that's exactly what happened.
Join the Dark Order.
And on top of it, I watched that match, bro. Yeah. Hangman Adam Page should have ate the pin. Bro, Dark Order did the most beautiful tag team, like, combination moves I've ever seen in my life.
Those guys are a real tag team.
The main
four members of Dark Order, which is Silver, Reynolds, and fucking Evil Uno and Stu Grayson, are two tag teams.
Bro.
They slapped two tag teams together to make that group.
RJ, they were balling, bro. Like, they did, like, five, like, moves that connected. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, it was so good. I don't even know how to explain it, bro. Like, it went so smoothly, and I could have sworn they were gonna get the three, and then they didn't. I'm like, bro, there's no way you should have kicked out of that. They just did six moves in a row. You should be done for, bro. Yeah. Like they did a drop kick into like a code breaker into like another move into like another move. They did like a drop kick, right? Into like a code breaker, into like a German, into like something else. And they all did it. Like, there was no breaks, bro. It looked really, 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 really good.
Fluid.
Yo, bro, it was beautiful. And then they only got a two count. I'm like, come on. Let's go.
Yeah, no, the Beaver Boys are a good team. That's Silver and Reynolds. They're a good team.
Reynolds, that dude's fast.
He is.
Yo, I like them, bro. I know I talked a lot of shit about Dark Order. Like, they, and they felt like they just feel like they're just there half the time. But that match was probably the best match of the night. It was good, bro. Like, they out wrestled the Bucks and Hangman. I'm dead ass. They did. It was so good. And I really liked why they wanted to fight him. Like, they had a point. But other than that, bro.
Johnson with his little nigglet ass.
That dude's swole, RJ.
I know. That nigga picked up Brian Cage with ease.
Ease, bro. Like, that dude's something, man. Like, imagine him powerbombing a big nigga. Oh my god.
I believe he can do it.
Yeah, me too. That pop from the crowd was insane. Oh god.
Bro, he was beating Brian Cage big ass up in PWG. That's how I first discovered him. This was like years ago, like maybe 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
He was fucking throwing Brian Cage around. I'm like, who the fuck is this little short ass dude?
Slow ass, no neck ass.
He over here like he's spinning Brian Cage on his back,
yeah,
like fucking
bro.
Cesaro does and fucking rack bombing him. I'm like, what the fuck? What is?
I'm so glad I skipped over that BBC bullshit. BBC, BCC.
Oh god, John Moxley.
Oh my god, don't.
Boxing Ishii!
Oh my god. I honestly feel like, oh my god, bro. Did you see Takeshita's elbow to Ishii?
Yeah.
Yo, did he really knock him out? It looked like it.
Yeah, he knocked him the fuck out, bro. Oh, he knocked him out. He cleaned his clock, bro.
Yo, I watched the highlights of Forbidden Door, bro. Oh my.
Yeah, he cleaned his clock, bro. He was out. He was out like a light.
I had a feeling he really did because the way his body fell.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I got him.
Takeshita is good, man.
Yo, did that? Yo, honestly, for me personally, he might save BCC for me.
If he joins, then might as well just join.
Yeah, he's just standing there randomly. Hey, I don't get it.
Him and Yumino, shoot up.
Yeah.
Just I would just put those two guys in. I kick Yuta out. Sorry, people.
Yeah, kick him out. He's whack.
Kick him out.
He's the only one to be taking L's in the group anyway.
Takeshita, I think, has upside, and I think Yumino has upside.
Listen, I don't care what anybody says. When was the last time you seen a tall, jacked Japanese man in wrestling? Tell me.
Tell me, people. Besides Yoda Tsuji from Lost in Goblin Anomaly, she's a new member. Besides that, Takeshita's one of the few.
Yeah, bro. Tall and jacked.
I don't know how tall Kota Ibushi is, but Kota Ibushi might be up there too.
Yeah, Ibushi jacked too. I ain't gonna stunt.
Yeah, Dakota Ibushi is fucking cut, man.
Yeah, he is. Like, I like Takeshita, man. They gotta do something with him too. I do something.
Yeah, they do.
I give him a belt. I think he should be Orange Cassidy, bro.
I think he should too, honestly.
Orange Cassidy. Oh my God, so many the title defenses, bro. You can't even distinguish one title defense from the other. Cut it out.
Now they got him hanging out with Keith Lee and Vikingo. Now what's
that? Oh, don't talk about it, bro. That shit got me sick. That was the worst. That was the worst match. That was the worst match of the night. The worst match of the night. Keith Lee botching left, right, up, and down. Fuck out of here, bro. He's so bum. Making Vikingo look bad. Get the fuck out of here. Nah. Fucking bum. That match sucked. I was so mad. So mad. That shit was whack. And Tony Khan, pay for better camera people, bro. Why is your cameraman catching the guy set him up? Why? I hope you know we're not supposed to see none of that. Like, motherfucker, bro. This is bad. I mean, put Bikino in a six-man tag. What are you doing, bro? What are you signing these guys for? Where's Bandido? Fuck off.
Bandido broke his wrist.
What?
Yeah. Remember, I talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh my fucking God.
He broke his wrist in that last match he had in AEW.
I'm tired of Tony Khan, bro. He has no fucking safety for these niggas, bro. It's pissing me off. Isn't Commander injured too?
No, he just got cleared.
This is bad, bro.
He got cleared. He did, him and I forgot who was the other luchador. They teamed up with the Lucha Brothers yesterday in Ring of Honor to take on somebody.
Oh, okay.
So Commander's all right.
Good, but damn, bro, now we lost Bandito. Oh my God.
I love Bandito, bro.
RJ, mm-hmm. I just think people get injured too much in AEW.
Too much.
Either Darius or Dante hurt every year, and that's not no exaggeration, people.
No. You're right. One guy goes back, my God. Dante Martin. God damn, bro.
Yeah, Dante Martin got injured like three times already.
That leg. Oh, that last one. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't understand, bro. Like, I don't understand
why. Terrible.
It's reckless. Mm-hmm. Reckless. But, hey, man.
But you know what the crazed AEW fans will say, Monty, don't you?
This is so good. Like, no, it's not.
That's God a justification damn. For everything. It's so good. It's like, yo.
Such a good match, though. Yeah, at the expense of this dude's leg exploding. Sure, if that's what you want to call it.
Kenny Omega breaking his fucking neck.
Neck. Like, bro, literally dropped him on his fucking neck. I'm like, Kenny, no. Bro, no. You want a video game, like, career, right? Like, you want to do that shit in a fucking neck brace for the rest of your life? Like, no.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, bro.
Oh, and I think that game came out like today.
Yeah, yesterday. I got it.
You played it?
Yeah, not bad. It reminds me of No Mercy. Pretty fun.
Oh,
I still gotta get the controls down packed, but yeah, like it's a fun play. Some stuff is outdated. Like, certain wrestlers are outdated. Certain wrestlers who should be in the game ain't in the game, but. I mean, if they update it, then I'm cool. If they keep on adding, like, characters in the game, then I'm cool with that.
And it's their first game ever.
Yeah.
Damn, if you're saying it's, like, No Mercy, like, N64 No Mercy?
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get it then. I gotta get it then. That shit sounds mad fun.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And it got a lot of mini games for you to play on there, too, so... Yeah, it's just just the in-ring action.
That's
some other shit too. So, it's a fun game.
Yeah. But nah, yeah, people, I didn't really, I told you, see, there was some shit I ain't fuck with, but there was some shit that actually got me really excited that was on AEW. I didn't watch the main event because y'all fucking stupid. I'm not staying up until 9:30 to watch Sting wrestle. And then botch like he botched. Like, I know. See, I told y'all. Knew I wasn't going to watch it for a reason. That's stupid. Man, botch. Man, old ass, his bones don't even got any more weight till he can't even break a fucking table. Got it.
Sammy Guevara, man. Good Lord. He didn't move after that.
Oh, hold up. Let me. This is another thing, too. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Sammy Guevara on this whole promo of being a babyface in the Four Pillars match, and now he's being back to a bad guy?
But he's reluctant.
Oh, okay.
Like, they telling that story of him splitting with Jericho soon.
Oh, okay, good. Because in my head, I was mad confused. I'm like, yo, bro, you were just trying to build a story of you being a good guy. Like, you know, you made mistakes, and now you being back to bad, bro? Come on, you just undid everything. You just undid everything you just said.
They gotta tackle the whole Jericho relationship. So
yeah, they do. All right, cool. As long as they didn't just forget the fact. Oh, wait. Oh, my God, RJ, I have a big complaint, and I complain to wifey all night about it because I saw a matchup, and I, ladies and gentlemen, I know this word is very frowned upon, and I apologize right now. Tony Khan must think we're retarded. I swear to God, I swear to my mom, he thinks we're retarded. Next week, mm-hmm. Keith Lee and Swerve are on a tag team together. Fighting a tag team. I don't know who the fuck it is. I don't even care. My nigga, you acting like we did not just see them fight each other and him and his mogul affiliates beat the shit out of him.
Twice.
And that's it. Everything's fine.
And they never had. Swerve and Keith Lee never even had like a blow off match either.
They didn't, bro. They didn't even fully put the program on TV for it to even play out. It didn't even finish. Because
after the Mogul affiliates debuted, because I was watching it earlier, because that's, I love that fucking segment, Rick Ross. You a big motherfucker. Yeah. It's great. It's one of those, it's so bad, it's so good segments. But I was just watching that earlier, and remember they killed him when he was off TV. And when he came back, he looked like Carl Winslow.
No, you didn't. From Family Matters?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Damn, Keith Lee. There's no coming back from Carl Winslow.
Man. But obviously he listened. He got rid of the he dyed his hair back.
He shaved the beard. Yo, RJ. People definitely be tuning in. Cause they be hearing us flame them. They're like, nah, we can't be doing that,
bro. Yeah. You and the Darby stuff and
bro,
yeah, man.
How many times have I bitched out Darby Allin to the point where now he's not even rocking it no more? He's not even rocking the shit no more, bro.
You know, right?
He's not. He'll wear the cargo pants with the chain on the back. Like, yeah, more manlier. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Shit, crazy. He'll wear the beige ones with the chain out. Like, yeah, bro, that's what I'm talking about. Fuck you wearing leggings and some booty shorts. What's good with you? And Keith Lee out here looking like a wannabe Tekken character. Like, bro. Get out of here. But nah, bro, that shit got me.
I'm surprised you didn't bring this up. Your boy Danny Garcia dancing on Keith Lee's back.
No. I don't know what this dude is doing, bro. He's not even thrusting right. What are you doing? Oh my God. He making every Puerto Rican look bad as fuck, bro. I swear to God.
Danny Garcia.
Oh my God. Like, what are you doing? And then he did this in front of Zach Sabre. I'm like, nah, bro. Oh my God. I hate this dude. Like, I was giving him so I held out so much hope for him. Like, nah, he got it, people. Don't worry, he got it. He trying. No, bro. Now you're just looking goofy.
Yeah, he not fitting with the Jericho. It was better off putting him in Blackpool Combat Club.
Yeah, for sure.
Been in that. I would have had him and you to be a tag team. Shit.
Yeah, that would have worked out.
Yeah, you put the charisma vacuums together as a tag team, and there you go.
I can't believe you brought that up. Oh my god, now I have him doing that dance in my fucking head now. Thanks. Keith Lee, it's so embarrassing.
Don't worry, you can do the dance in my back.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
Keith Lee, good lord, buddy.
Yeah, for real. For real. But yeah, people, I didn't watch that main event. I wasn't watching fucking Sting.
So you didn't see Sting kill Sammy Guevara?
I rewatched that clip. I saw it. Oh my god, it was terrible.
Sting! Sting tapped out Jericho, huh?
Yeah, I think Sting's never gonna lose, apparently, I guess.
You know what I would do, though, if I'm AEW? Because at some point you gotta do MJF and Darby back, right?
Yeah.
But I would do a thing where MJF gets Sting first. He gets Sting first and he fucking retires him. Darby's really pissed and he wants to go at MJF for retiring his mentor.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
That'd be nice. Oh my god, did you hear MJF call Roderick Strong generic white guy?
He's like, that's good.
Generic white guy?
That's great.
At first, I'm
that's
like,
exactly
why?
That's exactly what Roderick Strong sounds like.
I know. At first, I was like, why are they hanging out? And then I remembered last week that Tony Khan said they were a tag team. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Blonde Eliminator. That's why Swerve and Keith Lee are teaming up, though. They're in that Blonde Eliminator tournament.
Still makes no sense, bro. He made it seem like we forgot. It's so dumb. Like you said, they didn't even have a blow-off match 1v1. That's what makes it worse.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it's stupid, bro. I was so heated. I'm like, yo, these guys need writers. Kenny Omega, go back to being EVP. Give Jericho back some creative fucking so that he can write for these people. Like, at least Kenny made the women's division look decent, bro. The women's division is non-existent now. Like, sad.
It seems like it's the same thing every week.
It is, but you're not wrong. It is, though.
That's like Sky Blue, Willow Nightingale.
Outsiders coming out, wrestling, doing the same old promo. Like, we didn't hear it last week from a different member. Enough.
Yeah, Britt Baker. It's so many times you can see that, you know. We need some fresh faces around here.
Like, I was tired of Britt Baker back then. At this point, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But
we need Hater back or something. Jesus Christ.
Right, exactly.
Fucking, what the hell is, fuck. Shit, we're reopening at. I'll take Rio at this point. Jesus
and Sheeta's a fucking champion of another company. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, I don't know, bro. But yeah, people, that was AEW.
Yeah,
it was. And yeah, we're gonna get some Money in Bank predictions, right?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. So I do not have the card.
I'll pull it up. I'm doing a Daniel Garcia dance.
No.
Homie, we lead the way.
Why?
Daniel Garcia. He's terrible.
He's the worst. That dance is awful.
That is terrible. I won't be caught dead doing that. My man, like you said, he got no rhythm. He's got no rhythm.
None. And that's what you be doing in the bed? I don't want you single, boy.
Well, shit, we don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to know either. That's just personal business.
Right?
One second. Come on. Where we at? Oh shit. Hold on.
You got it?
Yeah, my shit's off. Weird.
You good?
Alright.
I know several matches, I just don't know in order. And shit like that.
Yeah. Alright. Here we go. Alright. Money in the Bank from 02. London, England. Let's get it. It's gonna be
yes,
great.
Sir.
It's gonna be great. So we got Gunther versus Matt Riddle for the Intercontinental Championship.
That's going to be insane.
It's going to be a great match, but I think, in my opinion, I don't think the outcome is in doubt.
Right, right, right. We both know Gunther going to win that.
Yeah, Gunther's going to win it.
That match is going to be incredible, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a fucking slap shoot fist like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And Gunther, I think Gunther is on his way to beating Honky Tonk, man.
We talked about it, yep.
Yeah, he's got till September, I think, to do it.
Yeah, so, I'm glad.
So, yeah, that's coming up. It would make zero sense for them. Because you know how WWE likes their modern records now?
Yep, they do.
And Gunther beating Honky Tonk? I could definitely see that.
Honestly, though, it makes sense. I don't know why Honky Tonk had it for that long.
Because they never had an Intercontinental Champion that was that damn commanding enough to have that. I mean, Jericho had his reigns, but Jericho had multiple reigns, and Benoit, and, you know, those guys had multiple reigns, but they didn't have a long reign either.
Yeah, that's true. And so, Christian had the IC title Mad Times too.
Yeah, they had multiple reigns.
That's
true. But never, none of those guys ever had the character that commanded, commanded this, you know, saying Gunther's a dominant character. Wrestler, yeah. You know, so the Intercontinental Championship, him having his, you know, his clutches on it for a long period of time makes sense.
Yeah.
Then next you have a tag team match for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah. I'm taking Ronda and Shayna, even though I don't want them as champions. No offense, Shayna. But yeah, I think they wouldn't. I don't know what the game plan is for them as tag champs, but
yeah, it'll be NXT soon. That's all I know.
Yeah. Right, and I don't think they're gonna be losing those belts. Soon.
No, I think Ronda wants to have a run with Shayna, and they're gonna try to make something out of it, I believe.
Yeah, I think they're gonna feud it with each other at one point. Yeah.
So I think
That's good, because if that's an attempt to get Shayna over, I'm with it.
Right.
I'm with it.
And Liv Morgan and Raquel, I think they can use Liv and Raquel on separate divisions on the separate shows, man.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't need to be in a. They don't need to be a tag team. They already did that time.
No, and honestly, the main roster has technically. I think they have a handful of women tag teams. Not that it makes no sense to keep them as a slapstick. We don't like that. We hate slapsticks.
Yeah, I hate slapsticks. So I'm glad they're putting girls together in NXT. They're trying things out. Good. We need to build this shit from the bottom up, man. And we got Katie Carter and Katana Chance now, and we got
they work like a tag team. They have tag moves. They have a tag team finisher,
Alba Fire and Isla Dawn.
They have tag team moves. I think they need a little more work, but
yeah. They only because they were kind of like a slap tag team too, but at least that was established and some character work was laid down, giving us an explanation why. These girls are teaming up now. So at least there was a story leading up to them teaming up. So I'm good with that. And then you got Alicia Leon and what's her name? Valentina Veras. So, I mean, they're good. And you got Jakar Jackson and Lash Legend. They seem to have good chemistry. Lash Legend is still boo-boo in the ring. I think Miss Jackson's better than she is already. I like Jakar Jackson.
They're established them down there, so that way by the time they come up, they already got the reps. They already worked as a tag team enough. You know what I'm saying? At least when they get called up, whatever, we look at them and we go, we're not like, oh, who the fuck are they? Like, when were they a tag team? We hate that shit. Yeah. I hate that. How many times they did that show with Raquel? They did that show like four weeks straight. She had a different partner. Enough.
Yeah, enough. Raquel doesn't need to be in tag team anymore. She needs to be fighting for the women's title.
Yeah.
Because Raquel's not bad. Raquel's not bad. Like, let her do something with this girl.
Isn't like she don't suck in the ring as a
girl. She don't. She never sucked.
Right. She don't suck. That's what gets me sick. Like, you're making her fucking smile every fucking 5 minutes. Looking like a fucking horse. And then fucking, I don't get it. Like, what, like, let's be real, ladies and gents. What's her fucking character? Tell me. What's her character? She don't got one. We don't know. She don't got one. And Liv, I think Liv's character is she's a mood swinger. One minute she's happy. One minute she wants to go extreme. One minute she looks like she wants to laugh when she's being serious. Like, I don't know. Like, that's their two main problems, both of them.
At least Liv gets a fucking reaction and fans like
she does. Yeah, she does. Yeah, that's the only thing I can give her.
I don't think Liv even needs a fucking character, to be quite honest with you. But you're right though on that mood swinger shit though.
It's weird. Like you never know what you're gonna get.
She be flicking her tongue like she's getting ready to just rip somebody's dick out of their pants. Like she, I mean, my God, she be all over the place. Like you don't know.
And like she be trying to be so serious so bad, but it, like she, you know, you can tell she wants to laugh like OD. Like come on,
yeah,
come on. But yeah, man. Yeah, I don't think Ronda is gonna lose that.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes versus Dominic Mysterio and Rhea Ripley.
I think Cody got to take this, man. You can't give Dom a cheap win over Cody like that.
Why couldn't you?
I mean, technically you could. You could,
especially if Brock Lesnar interferes.
Yeah, technically you're right. That's true. I mean, oh my God. What if Brock Lesnar beats the shit out of Cody before the match and then Dom's like, ring it, ring the bell. Come on, man. Bring it.
He steals the win. Yeah. That'd be good heat for Dom, man. They need somebody with some heat right now, man.
Yeah, he's the only one that consistently gets it.
And you got to run with that. You got to keep on throwing shit on that.
Yeah.
And I was listening to, who was it? Was it Kevin and Mish? I think it was, it might have been Kevin and Mish. No. It was, Mongo Slate. He's a guy on YouTube. Great channel and everything like that. I think you'll like him because he says what he means and means what he says. And he doesn't give a damn about PC shit. So he lets all kinds of shit fly. But he said something about, since he's not feuding with Rey Mysterio anymore, he needs a new bragging right. He needs a new point, a bragging point, to get people to really get underneath people's skin. And what's a better way to do that by beating Cody Rhodes?
Yep, that's true.
By hook or by crook, but you beat Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I like that.
So, I mean, I don't know, man.
I like that. No, you're right, bro. That's smart. That's a smart decision.
Yeah, but you got to keep Cody strong, though, right? I don't know. Yeah. This one's hard for me.
It is hard.
Because I can see them going either way. Because if Cody wins, Cody gets a good win. He has a match. As a match with Dominic, tries to, you know, he's wrestling somebody high on the card. So that's more experience underneath Dominic's belt. So that's fine. That's a fine deal. That's why I don't know why people, Cody's really wrestling Dominic. It's like,
Dom is the one of the main dudes that get like a crazy reaction.
Exactly, bro. And like the threat of Dominic fucking Cody. It's insane, right? It's insane to think about.
Imagine him holding the mic. Boo! You're just mad I beat Cody. Boo! Like, that's it. And there you go.
Bro, especially if Brock, bro, I'm telling you, especially if Brock like does something. Yeah, he picks the balls.
Yeah, that's an easy dub for him. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right.
Oh my God. It's that'd be crazy. But I think Cody's getting it though. I think Cody's getting it.
Yeah.
Then we got Seth freaking Rollins versus Seth Rollins, or that is Seth. God damn, Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship. Damn, man, my heart says Finn Balor because I like to see him actually get it, man. Especially with them bringing up the 7 years, man. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you think he has to get his redemption in it.
Honestly, I know he probably won't win, but that's the only reason why I'm picking him, bro. I'm emotionally invested in his story and what he said. I agree with him. Yeah, especially I was a fan. Like I was a big fan of him at that time during that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't go against him. I like, let's be real. When it comes to being an actual fan, I'm more of a fan of Finn Balor than Seth Rollins. I have like five fucking Finn Balor shirts. I have a Finn Balor fucking hat, like that. That they did a they did a collab with like 47 with the dad hat. I have a Finn Balor hat. I have Finn, like I'm a fan of Finn Balor and Seth. I only got one Seth Rollins shirt. Like I'm gonna go with Finn, and he got me. That vignette got me. Even if he loses, I don't care. Like I just hope he edges him.
Yeah, but I'm going with Rollins.
Yeah, I know. And, I know
you. Yeah, but I mean, if Finn Balor won, I would really like that. I really, really like that.
And then Damian Priest won the briefcase on top of it. Oof.
Good lord.
Oh shit. Uh-huh. That's gonna be that's a story to tell every Monday.
Seth, gonna watch your back.
Or not even that. Like, what if Finn won and Damian wins, and then Finn's like, they're all talking, like, yo, congrats, congrats. And then after they all leave, it's just Finn and Damian. And Finn's like, so remember what we talked about not too long ago? Yeah. You're still not gonna cash in on me, right? Nah, you're my bana. Why would I? He walks away. Finn walks away. And then Damian Priest has that, like, you know, that Puerto Rican taker look. Like, yeah, you would have thought, boy. You never know. That's good. That's good right there.
So good. So good.
That is so good. It is. And then imagine that babyface turn when Damian Priest just hits Finn Balor with the briefcase. Oh, man. The crowd will pop for him again. Because I think people forget, bro. Damian Priest was OD over when he first came up.
Yeah, he was.
They were OD cheering for him, bro.
They fucking... Vince started fucking with his character. The whole Damian shit, Dark and the Light shit. And then that was the beginning of the end, man.
Yep, because Vince wanted to do some shit, always.
Yeah, like he couldn't let it be.
Yep.
It's like, oh, annoying, God.
Annoying.
He started out the match, he's all nice, and then the heel does something, then he snaps and goes, man.
Like, this man on, bipolar? Bro. Yeah, right?
Oh, man, what you trying to say? Puerto Ricans are bipolar? That's pretty much what he's trying to say.
Right? Nah, you're right. You got a good point there, bro. It's
crazy, bro. But yeah, I got Seth Rollins winning, though.
All right. Fair enough, bro.
Money in the Bank ladder match. Women's. Zelina Vega, Becky Lynch, Zoe Stark, Bayley, Io Sky, and Trish Stratus.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Io. I would like to see Io hold that.
I'm going with Io, too. I think Becky and, like I said, Becky's going to get herself canceled out with Stark and Trish Stratus. Zelina Vega, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. It's not impossible, but I just don't see it. And Bayley and Io, I think, are going to, they're going to have some tension here. But I think that Io is going to get the briefcase. Bayley's going to be looking at her some type of way. And I actually think, now I'll go this far. I even think down the line when Io goes to cash in, Bayley fucks her out of the match.
Oh, that's fucked up. I
and
can
then
see
they
that
have
happening.
And then they have a big smaz, a big fight at a pay-per-view or something. You know what? Yeah. Since the women typically don't have the money in the briefcase all that long, don't be surprised if Io cashes in at SummerSlam or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Fucking Bayley calls her.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up if she did too.
Yeah, but that's a story though. That's right. That goes along with the ongoing tension they've been having in the last couple of weeks.
You're right. It does.
Especially if you do a thing at Money in the Bank, right? Where Io and Bayley are racing to get the case. Io gets it, and she gets it right in front of Bayley's face. And Bayley zooming on Bayley's face in the camera, like, this fucking bitch. I can't believe it.
Right.
Bayley with a little smirk on her face, and then. All right, and her and fucking EO just have words and icy stares at each other, and then bam, Bayley fucking just turns on it, causes her the fucking briefcase.
Exactly.
That could be something, but I think I'm taking EO though. I think there's more story potential there.
Yeah.
So, then we got the men's Money in the Bank, Damian Priest, Logan Paul, Butch, Santos Escobar, LA Knight, Shinsuke Nakamura and Ricochet.
Yeah, this is gonna be good.
Well, I tell you, who ain't winning?
Ricochet and Shinsuke.
I wouldn't count out Nakamura. Escobar, I don't think he's winning. Butch, I don't think he's winning. Nakamura has a chance. I'm not counting him out, but because he's a Triple H guy.
Yeah.
So I'm not counting him out. But the main three I'm looking at is Damian Priest, Logan Paul, and LA Knight. LA Knight's got the most steam behind him. You'd be a fool not to cash in on it. He's 40 years old. He ain't got much time left. Giving him the money in the bank now, letting him cash in on, I guess, Rollins. Because Reigns, you're not beating Reigns until WrestleMania or whatever next year, right? So so Seth Rollins is a more beatable champion. So having LA Knight cash in on Rollins is not a bad outlook.
No, it's not.
Same thing with a Damian Priest. Or like you said, even Damian Priest cashing in on a Finn Balor. That's not a bad outlook.
Yep.
LA Knight and Damian Priest kind of fall in the same category. You know, they're both 40 years old. The time is ticking. You ain't got much time. But giving either one of those guys the money in the bank helps advance this thing.
And I was reading on Bleacher Report that people backstage, like, they think Damian Priest matches, that he keeps getting better and better. Like, each match just gets better and better.
Yeah.
So they paying attention to him.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's why he's been main eventing a whole lot.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's been in a lot main events. Then you have Logan Paul, which I know everybody's not happy about.
But that's a story too, bro.
That's a story. Not only the story, but there's business.
Right.
There's business to be made. I think wrestling fans forget sometimes that wrestling is also a business.
Right.
And Logan Paul is a guy that can help get eyes on the product by carrying it around on red carpets, carrying it around to all these weird events that he goes to, carrying it around on his podcast, which I'm sorry, millions of people watch.
They
watch
do.
His shit. People buy his shitty drinks. You know what I'm saying? So for a business decision, putting a briefcase on Logan Paul is smart. And plus, out of sight, out of mind. He's a part-timer. Which means whenever he shows up to cash in, it's going to be a big surprise. Nobody's going to see it coming.
Right.
Which is missing in wrestling as well. And plus, he owes Seth Rollins one. Seth Rollins beat him at WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Think he's happy about that? No. I mean, he technically lost to Roman Reigns, too. Think he's happy about that? Being the egomaniac that he is? No. So... He's got built-in storyline reason to want to carry that briefcase around and to want to torture Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins mentally. So I'm going with LA Knight, though. I refuse to believe that this company would be tone deaf not to get to that guy. You know what I'm saying?
I agree too. I think it's LA Knight, and if it's not LA Knight, I think it's going to Damian Priest.
Right.
Those are the two main guys that have been on one, and you can tell. And they've been doing it for a while leading up to Money in the Bank. I feel like they're the only two options. Like, that really makes a whole lot of sense just because of what they've been doing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, LA Knight hasn't been winning a lot lately, but that crowd is head over heels for him. Like, let's be real.
White and fucking hot.
Yeah, and on the other side of Monday nights, you got Damian Priest balling, bro. Like, he do kicks. Punches, he lifting niggas up to the sky and choke slamming them. Like, bro, he doing front flips over the top rope. Like,
what? Which I'm gonna need him to stop doing, by the way, because I don't want him to break his neck.
Yeah, I know. Like, and
Big
Dan, like,
Big Dan, you're 40 years old, man. You can't be doing that rope step flip over the top,
bro. Right?
Like, I don't need to see you doing that shit, big fella.
It's like, what can't this big nigga not do?
Right. Like, if you want to do a toupee suicide, just do a toupee suicide. I don't need you. Need to see you doing that rope step shit no more, man. Your neck catch that apron. You done, bro. You're 42. You done, bro. You ain't coming back.
Just do the Taker one. Just do what Taker did. Yeah. You just run and jump over and just throw your hands up. Just do that.
I ain't gonna lie, Taker used to scare the shit out of me when he used to do that shit.
Yeah, because imagine a big dude like Taker flying up like that. I'd be scared too.
Nah, I was scared for his own health.
Oh yeah, yeah. Remember when he hurt his neck?
Yeah, he almost killed himself.
Yeah, bro.
The cameraman had to save him.
Like, yeah, he did. The cameraman did save him.
Holy fuck, man. I thought he was about to die.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, man, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who actually wins that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if a Ricochet or Nakamura or fucking Butch or Escobar wins, that I mean, surprise.
Yeah. Right.
I just don't know.
It'll be like an Indy Hartwell thing. Indy Hartwell won the fucking women's championship.
Yeah, the last takeover. And I was like, what?
What? Huh? Right? We were like, huh?
That was totally underneath the radar. Totally not on the nose. Yeah, that was crazy.
I was hyped, but I was like, what? Ain't no way she really did that.
Yeah. Do we got the main event? Go ahead.
No, I was saying now she hurt.
Nah, she's back fine again. She's on the main event wrestling.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're getting ready to put the DIY back together.
Good.
And having them be a part of the way type thing. Good. Because they got Dexter and Indy, they're wrestling fucking on main event shit, so.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah. And I love why Ciampa beat up Miz, too. People are like, why he do that? Like, what you mean? You didn't hear what Ciampa said? I never seen not one text from when I was injured. Like, okay, yeah, he ain't your friend. Simple. That's what he said to he said to Corey Graves. He said it's just to Corey Graves and Kevin Patrick when they were on the thing. He was like, I didn't receive not one call, not one text. Punch. That was mad funny. And I do like when Corey Graves is the only one that he literally reiterated what Ciampa said to him.
Yeah.
He was like, Ciampa just said he didn't receive not one text from Miz. Like, yeah, come on. Like, you right there. Why are you looking at the screen? I hate that shit, bro. He right there. He talking to you. Why are you acting dumb? Oh, he must have said something. I don't know what he said. You know what he said, bro. Shut up.
Yep. And then we got the main event, the Bloodline Civil War Tag Team Match. The Bloodline, Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa with Paul Heyman taking on the Usos, Jimmy and Jay. What you think?
I'm going with the Usos, man. I'm going with the Usos. They humiliated Solo last Friday. Humiliated that ass boy. Bro, talk about one super kick, two super kick, double super kick, got back up, show was about to go off air. Hold up, Fox, double super kick.
Let me get this double deuce in, boy. Bow!
Yo, god damn, like, yo, right before the show ended, bam, I was like, god damn. They beat the shit out of their little brother, man.
Oh, boy.
But as he should, you pick somebody, man. I remember that interview. He said, I didn't see Roman for like over 20 years, and now you want to pick him over your brothers? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Remember, because the elder sent him. Remember, yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah. That's the whole thing they keep on pointing back to, is that the elder sent him to
protect. You know,
to Roman, attack Drew McIntyre and protect Roman Reigns and shit like that. So,
yeah.
The Samoan Elders, so I'm assuming Afa and Sika are the reasons why Solo Sikoa is still rocking with Roman Reigns and not his brother. Yeah. I'm going with Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, because you can't have Roman Reigns and Solo lose at another pay-per-view. And I feel like if Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa lose again, then you gotta have to start having some friction between those two, and I don't think they're ready for that yet.
I want that.
Yeah, but they ain't ready for that. Roman Reigns has gotta get through. He's gotta get through these months. He's gotta have opponents lined up, and he's not fighting all these guys all at once. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
And Solo has gotta be the last line of defense. Solo's very last thing he loses before he loses that championship.
But I think he's gonna get to the point where, like, yo, I'm sick of getting my ass beat for you, bro.
Yeah, but who says he has to be the one to get his ass beat for him, though?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying,
because, like, a lot of people are speculating that, I was listening to Mission Kev, and he was talking about it, about how, just because, they have the Bloodline, they got a few guys on the roster that has a little bit of Samoan descent and stuff like that, and they brought up two names, and I'm glad they brought up the second one. Bronson Reed has Samoan roots too.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got the big fucking tattoo on his arm.
Oh yeah, true.
And he's got descent, and he's walking around like Mitch said, splashing people and shit and fucking people
yeah,
up.
They actually I like him on Raw. He does nothing. I kind of wish he was in the Money in the Bank match, but I think they presented him well. I thought at first when he first came in, I'm like, damn, bro, like, what are you really doing? And then they just started showing vignettes, but bro, he's showing more agility on the main roster I ever seen in NXT at all.
Yeah, like, well, he's always hurt.
Yeah, you're right. We always say that. He was always hurt. And that shit used to bother me, too. Like, I hate, like, it's nothing against you, but, like, how am I supposed to have faith in you if you're always fucking hurt?
Right, right. It seemed like his health is holding up now that he's on the main roster.
Bro, you seen that somersault he did off the top row at the pay-per-view?
Yeah, I did.
I was like, what? And he got hype. I'm like, Bryson. Bro, what?
Yeah.
Nah.
But him possibly joining the Bloodline despite not being family. That could be something interesting.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
Him and Solo together? I don't even want to hear it. Oh my god.
That's scary, bro.
And then the other name that they brought up, and like I said, I'm glad they brought it up, was Zion Quinn, because Zion Quinn has Samoan descent as well. He's got the big tattoo on his arm and back too.
Right. Go ahead.
And they ain't doing jack shit with dude. And he's another big dude.
And he looks scary. His face when he mad.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, fuck that.
Yeah, bro. I seen his faces when he pissed off. I seen his a couple matches at NXT. Yeah, I'm good.
He's not bad either. He's not bad.
I like when he rocks the gloves. He's straight, bro. He's straight.
Yeah. So I mean, they were bringing up those guys to possibly join the Bloodline and stuff like that. I don't know. Could be interesting if they did. Could be interesting.
I'm not opposed to that. I'm not opposed to that, bro.
Yeah,
they're not doing nothing with Zion Quinn.
Nothing, and it's a shame because that dude, you know, he's got a great look.
Yes,
a great look. He looks physically impressive.
Yes, like I said,
he's not bad in the ring.
Right, I agree.
He's not the greatest, but he's not bad either. We always say all the time, serviceable. He's a serviceable big man.
Yeah, he is. And Bronson, boy, that theme song go hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what they rap it, but that shit go hard.
It's a story of a life or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and his Titan try go hard too.
Yeah, with him walking like he's Godzilla.
Yeah, it's hard.
So yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, look, if they join Roman Reigns. If they join Roman Reigns, that can only help them get over.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good pay per view, people.
I think so too.
Yeah. I hope everybody enjoys it tomorrow afternoon. I'm gonna be at work, so I'll probably have to catch it like later on. I'll probably like the morning after.
Yeah, you might wanna mute everything then.
I have to mute Bleacher Report because Bleacher Report will literally give you the results of every match after it ends. That shit's annoying.
Yeah, every fucking match.
Everything, every match, bro. They give you the, like, no, bro.
Like, shut up!
Yeah, that ass. I'm working. Why the fuck you gotta tell me Finn lost already? But yeah, people, I think that about wraps up about our three dubs and the Money in the Bank predictions, y'all.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed it, had some laughs with us, and, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the show tomorrow. I hope you and have a good weekend. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Hope you guys make sure you guys no matter what, we survive this week, survive next week, we'll get through it. And remember, life is always too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir, baby.
Let's go.